The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
Welcome to Day 7 of Love Now. Today's title is Christ's Love Compels Us. Charles Spurgeon said, "Here is the apostle, a man who was born free, a man who beyond all others enjoyed the greatest spiritual liberty, glorying that he is under constraint. He was under constraint because a great force held him under its power. The love of Christ constraineth us." Psalm 139:5 reads, "You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me." Our text today is 2 Corinthians 5:14-15. "For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again." Over the past 6 days, we have examined the divine love initiated by God when he sent Jesus to die for our sins. Today, Paul reminds us that Christ's love compels us. The Greek word for compels is sunicho. It means to hold fast, to be seized by. It can also mean to grip, or to hem in. This word occurs just 12 times in the New Testament. Notice how the same word is used in other scriptures. Luke 8:37. "Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned." Luke 19:43. "For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side." Philippians 1:23. "I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better." Therefore, Paul is proclaiming that the love of Christ has seized him and hemmed him in on every side. Like Paul, we are completely surrounded by God's love. Paul's usage of the word sunicho reveals that he is trapped and hemmed in by God's love. We often think of being trapped as a bad thing, but here, it's excellent news to be surrounded by the incredible love of God in such a way that there's no way of escaping it. What is it about God's love that compels us? For starters, Jesus died for all of us, thereby paying the wages of death for all of our sins. Since Jesus was crucified, we should no longer live for ourselves. Instead, we live for Jesus because he died for us and was raised victoriously from death. Ben Witherington III explains Paul's words. "It is Christ's love for Paul that constrains him to act in this fashion, for he wants the converts to know Christ as well as experience him." There is an irreducible cognitive content to the Christian faith, and Paul goes on to spell it out. It entails a Christological soteriology, that the one man, Jesus, died for all. The word hyper literally means for or on behalf of, and so it certainly has a representative force, but it may also have a substitutionary force meaning in the place of. Paul goes on to add, for all died. Paul probably has in mind the idea that when Christ died, he died for, but also in place of, all. There is thus a sense in which his death was the death of all, since he was humankind's representative. Jesus died for all, which means that he gave his life for the sins of some people who will never choose to accept his sacrifice. Jesus' love is the same for the entire world. Those who accept by faith his sacrifice at Calvary are forgiven of all their sins. Those who do not must pay their own penalty. But make no mistake, Jesus died for all, so that all have the opportunity to be saved. Therefore, it is the reasonable response of those who accept his sacrifice to live for the one who died for all. Questions. In what practical ways does the love of Christ compel you? How can you view your life as gripped by the love of Jesus? How can you live from the perspective of being hemmed in by the love of God? How can you live for Jesus instead of yourself? Thanks for listening. Have a great day.